You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, show number 262, believe it or not. Over the years, we've gotten to that point. And with us this evening is an old friend and a familiar voice to a lot of you. Richard Erickson is here from Courthouse Center for the Arts. Welcome back, Richard.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back once again. And we are going to talk about all things Courthouse of the Arts related. There are some new things coming down the road for the fall, and there's been some great things this past 6 months, particularly that we've talked about. We've had shows on Titanic and Avenue Q and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Nonsense.
Yeah, you had Marilyn Farina here, for Lord's sake.
Marilyn Farina was here, the original Nonsense Queen.
Special Nonsense Queen, yes. We have a lot of queens at the courthouse this season, yeah.
There you go. And what we're going to do today, just to give the audience a little heads up, is we're going to play music from all of those past events over the last few months. And when we take a musical break, in the meantime, we'll talk about some of the great upcoming things. And we've got some concerts coming in. But, Richard, we want to start off by just saying to people that Courthouse is one of those places that's been around for quite a while, right near URI, right on Route 138, and very easy to find. A lot of people drive by it every day, and some people, believe it or not, might not even know what's in there.
Yeah, and it's kind of amazing.
It is amazing a little bit. Now, you've been involved for basically the last year.
Yeah, I consulted for from August through December last year, and then they offered me the job, and I took it in January. So I've been there full-time since January.
And the job is?
I'm the executive and, hold on,
yeah,
artistic director.
Executive and artistic.
Two in one, right.
Executive and artistic. Okay,
yes.
So it could be artistic and executive.
It could.
All right, could be.
Oh, but, that would be alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so you were responsible for bringing in, for example, Avenue Q, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
And
loved it.
Avenue Q is certainly one of my favorites that I've seen in various theaters around for the last few years. It was a lot of fun and full of life and just a fun thing to go and see. And that brings us to a little bit to about Courthouse, because I want people to understand that this is not that big theater downtown that seats 3,000 people.
Right. This is our 170-seat, intimate, no further than 20 feet from the stage theater.
That's correct. So it's very good to see a performance there because there isn't a bad seat. Everybody's close. You can get sweat on you from any angle.
Right. When the nuns were there, they could get at the audience, more to the point. Her superior with her ruler.
With a ruler, right, slapping you on the wrist. Right. But I think the important thing about it is that it's a theater that's local to South County, and everyone in South County should be supporting this, which perhaps they haven't done as well as we had hoped.
No, we're at a crossroads, and we have come to understand, when I say we, this is me and the board together over the last 6 months, we really need as much community support as we can get. We know people out there love us, and what we've been saying lately is, if you love us with your hearts, please try to love us with your pocketbooks as well, because we have bills to pay, always, and the arts needs support.
Right.
In America, everywhere.
Now, you used a word I was trying to avoid using.
What?
Community.
Oh.
Community is very important, but I was trying to avoid it because I think maybe some people have the wrong idea about what goes on there.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah. There is this perception that we are a community theater. Well, we are for the community, but we are a professional theater in this community. In other words, all our shows are stocked with professional actors, musicians, lighting people, technical people, designers, mm-hmm. and me.
And you.
Yeah, and me.
You have had a lot of experience. You've been in the business for a number of years. We don't have to go into how many.
No, but we don't.
You've produced Broadway shows and shows that have been on the road. You've worked in Hollywood. You've done all kinds of things in the business. And
I've worked in Matunik.
Well, there you go, at that other place. And so there's a lot of background there. And we mentioned Marilyn Farina, but that's a great example of a top Broadway performer coming right here to our little area.
She did, and she loved it. She loved the courthouse. And the performers all love the fact that it's so intimate, that they think that they feel that they can have a relationship with the audience, which just often doesn't happen anymore. And we actually do shows without mics. We don't amplify. And people can hear just fine. The real human voice.
The real human voice.
Not that
voice.
I have anything against radio. I love radio.
Right, because I'm not using my real human voice
you
now.
You are. It is your real human. It's just, yeah.
But, all right. So I just wanted to get the point out that it's a professional theater. And it's a theater that, like a lot of theaters and a lot of arts programs, need everybody's support. So if it's a matter of what shall we do tonight, take a ride out to the courthouse and see whatever event happens to be there.
Yeah.
And
that's because we do things other
do
than theater, too. They're all professional, though. We do, you know, we have a concert series of American music, and we have other different kinds of music. And
art shows.
Art shows,
on.
Yes, in the galleries all the time. We have Stephanie Parker, a retrospective of Stephanie Parker's Pastels, which is opening this Friday night. Last Friday night, sorry, which opened right. last Friday night. We'll be continuing with those shows as well.
That's important. And if you haven't been there, it's such a unique building. It's a great facility. So check it out. See the art show. We're going to listen to a little music now from one of the past shows. And then we'll come back and talk some more about what's coming and some exciting news about Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Princeton?
Yeah?
Listen, buddy, nobody's seen you for 2 weeks. What's up with that?
I went to work for a temp agency, and they fired me for being too depressing on the phone. I maxed out my cards. I'm 2 months behind in rent. I totally messed up my personal life. Oh, and Brian, I still haven't found my purpose.
All right, and stop worrying. Everyone's getting together to mess around the city today.
Have fun.
When I say everyone, that includes you. There is life outside your apartment. I know it's hard to conceive, but there's life outside your apartment, and you're only gonna see it if you leave. There is cool shit to do, but it can't come to you, and who knows, dude, you might even score. There is life outside your apartment, but you've got to open the door.
No thanks, I'm staying in.
Don't tell me I gotta force you.
Sorry.
All right, everyone, he's resisting.
There is life outside your apartment. There's a pigeon squashed on the street.
Ew.
There's a girl passing by.
No, I think it's a guy.
And a homeless man who only wants to buy something to eat. Sorry, can't help you. We could go to the zoo.
Pick up girls at NYU.
We could sit in the park smoking pot.
Or not.
There is life outside your apartment.
Well, I guess I'll give it a shot.
There is life outside your apartment. I know. Yes, there is life outside your apartment.
Ooh. I'm gonna jump.
Don't do it.
Okay.
There is cool shit there to do, cool, but it can't find you. So come on.
Get out of the way, asshole.
Fuck you.
There is life outside your apartment. Oh, you never know what's around the bend. You could win the lottery.
Take her home to see your apartment.
Do you want to feel special?
Special.
I can see that you do.
Wow.
Well, I can make you feel
special.
If you let me feel you. Where's your pen?
Not too far.
We could call you a car.
We'll be fine. Thank you. See ya.
Hope you don't get cut out.
There is life outside your apartment.
But now it's time to go.
There is life outside your apartment.
It's time to go.
There is life outside your apartment.
There is life outside your apartment.
But now it's time to go home.
For porn.
Why does everything have to be so hard?
Maybe you'll never find your purpose.
Lots of people don't.
But then I don't even know why I'm alive.
Well, who does, really? Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied.
Everyone goes round a little empty inside.
Take a breath, look around.
Swallow your pride.
For now.
For now.
Nothing lasts.
Life goes on.
Full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.
You're going to have to make a few compromises for now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Accept the things we cannot avoid for now.
For now.
For now.
For now. But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Only for now.
For now there's life.
Only for now.
For now there's love.
Only for
now.
Except for death and paying taxes, everything in life is only for now.
Each time you smile,
only for now.
It'll only last a while.
Life may be scary,
only for now.
But it's only temporary.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Richard Erickson, the executive artistic director, artistic executive.
Executive and artistic director. That would be me, yeah.
You get all the words in there of Courthouse Center for the Arts in beautiful South Kingstown, Rhode Island. And Richard...
Near the beach.
Near the beach.
Oh, no, that's the other place. No, I keep getting confused. Sorry, okay.
Well, there's a pond nearby.
There's a pond.
There's a pond nearby, and there's probably fountains. But we were listening in that first segment. We were pretty generic about it, but we listened to some music from Avenue Q, which, as we mentioned, was a great production. And when we go out in this segment, we'll be listening to some music from the Titanic. So we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, we want to talk about the exciting things coming to the courthouse.
Can I do a little plug for Avenue Q?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, that the Providence Journal said about it that it held its own with any national tour, the production of Avenue Q. And I was really proud of that. And the thing that we have, which I think is so great, is that we are up close. So you get the quality, but you're also you're not very far from the stage ever, as opposed to PPAC, which brings in national tours, but sometimes you're pretty far away from that stage.
I was at that gambling facility in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Oh, that one, yeah.
And in their event center to see Don Rickles, who I must say was great. However, they had those big jumbo 40-foot screens on either side and in the center of the room because I was only about two-thirds of the way back in the theater, and he was about the size of a peanut, if I had to watch him in real life.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the show because I watched it on the big screens. But there is certainly something missing, when you have that opportunity, like we did in Avenue Q and the other productions and Nonsense and so forth, to just be right there.
Yeah.
Literally be a matter of sometimes inches from the performers.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a very cool thing.
I love that space. I love the theater space at the courthouse.
Now, both you and I have been in lots of big theaters and done work in big theaters as we have in our experience. And there is something neat about a room that size. There's something cool for me as a performer to be able to see everybody's face. And I've performed in theaters and still do with 10,000, 12,000 people in the audience. But there's something neat about just being real close to, that,
170
people.
Yeah. That's great.
That fit in there. So it's intimate. It's great. It's personal. And you have a wonderful experience if you go there. Coming on September 6th is a recording artist that maybe not a lot of our audience is familiar with, but tell us who it is.
Well, it's one of the queens that I was referring to earlier in the show. I said we have a lot of queens at the courthouse. And this September, we have Christine Ullman, who is the flashy, gritty, platinum blonde beehive queen. And she's famous from Saturday Night Live and from Saturday Night Live.
She's the singer of the Platinum
She
Blonde.
Is. Yeah, she's coming with Rebel Montez on September 6th.
Wow.
And it'll rock out.
This is a one night only?
This is a one night only.
So
she's bringing the platinum hair and everything for one night only.
Well, you think about that. There's only 170 seats, as we just said.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on this and you want to be able to see the singer from Saturday Night Live, call or write or go down to the Courthouse Center for the Arts right now. And how can they do that?
They can call us at 401-782-1018 or go to the website www.courthousearts.org.
There you go.
And you get tickets now. You should, because the concerts have been selling very, very fast.
Now, because it's such a limited seat. Are you going to add any more seats for this? Or
we may. We may put some on the floor.
That would be great, I would think, because you want to get as many people in there as possible. And I'm sure there's a lot more than 170 people that would like to see a show like this from someone that's been on Saturday Night Live as a regular.
Yeah. And she's really well known. She played last night at the Harkness Pavilion in Connecticut, which is seats thousands of people.
Right.
And she's often at Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. Oh, am I allowed to mention them on the air?
Sure.
Okay. Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. And she's played the Knickerbocker in Westerly. She is really hot. And this concert promises to be a terrific event.
Something to look forward to. So yep. Christine Ullman, September 6th, get your tickets. And we'll listen to a little music as promised from the Titanic and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts and Richard Erickson.
How do you think Titanic? 10,000 feet in length, huge beyond past endeavor, strong beyond mortal strength. 46,000 tons of steel, 11 stories high.
She's a great palace floating, quiet as a lullaby.
Fare thee well, my darling. I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Fare thee well, my darling. I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Fare thee well, my darling. I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Barrett, stoker off the Baltic. Fleet, look out off the Majestic.
Harold Bride, wireless operator, Marconi Telegraph Company.
Morning, Captain Smith.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, Captain.
36,000 oranges, Titanic.
Morning, Mr. Hitchens.
Morning, Mr. Pittman.
Morning, Mr. Murdoch.
Morning, Captain Smith.
Morning, Murdoch.
Morning, Captain.
Mr. Pittman, please complete the loading of the freight and prepare for the boarding of the serving staff and crew.
This, Mr. Eastbay, never quite like this one, sir.
The
pride.
The pride of mankind, dominion over the sea.
The dream,
the dream of progress, it brings great honor to me.
To be the master
and the builder
and the owner
of the largest moving object in the world.
Follow the band and shout, isn't it a lovely day?
Yes!
Watching all the ladies in Parisian fashions on display.
Young Mr. Hartley is playing quite smartly in rhythm that could never lag.
It's a musical treat to hear a band with a beat performing their latest rag.
How do you do, my friend? So good to see you once more. How long since we first met? Has it been 3 days or four? It seems like so much longer than a little weekend jag.
On the ship by ourselves on this glorious afternoon, doing the latest rag.
I love the cool of the breeze. Feel the rhythm of the song in your knees. Promenading along at your ease like a feather in the air.
Is that a hint of a chill? When you're dancing out of doors, it's a thrill. Keeps you hearty and healthier still. Take a partner if you dare.
Everyone is bursting with emotion, dancing as we cross the mighty ocean,
moving to the rhythm of the latest rag.
Come on and dance with me, please. Feel the rhythm of the song in your knees.
Promenading along at your feet,
like a feather in the air.
Is that a hint of a chill? When you're dancing out of doors, it's a thrill.
Keep you hearty and healthier still.
Take a partner if you dare.
Out on the well deck, ship's personnel deck, feel all the ocean spray.
On the upper hotel deck, oh, what a swell deck, great for your déjeuner.
Turn the corner on the port parallel deck, it's love, the bell deck, call on the rest passé.
Now the band is betting, this ragtime setting will take you away.
Everyone up and out, nobody lag about, let your darker spirits climb.
Strolling with the orchestra beside you, playing four time.
We've got a fellow who's better on cello than any other ship can rag.
So take it go by the hand and then the ears of the band to today's latest rag.
Come dancing out on the well deck, ship's personnel deck, feel all the ocean spray.
On the upper hotel deck, oh, what a swell deck, kick all your cares away.
Turn the corner on the port parallel deck, great demoiselle deck, watch all the girls sashay.
How the ragtime music will take you away.
Joy and all this love of ours will soar.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, talking with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center for the Arts, talking about what has been this past 6 months. And we were listening in that last segment to music from Titanic. And that was a great run. That played, back in June, I guess, almost all summer.
It did.
It had an extended
long
run.
We extended it because it was so popular.
That's great.
And because we loved it. Honestly, because we loved it.
It was very, very good. You can't say that about every production you see in every theater, but I really, really enjoyed Titanic. It was very well acted. Everybody in it was good. It seemed to fit the space.
Yeah. Did the boat sink?
That was the difference in your show. At the end, the boat missed the iceberg.
Right, and everybody felt so happy and relieved. Oh, those nice people, they don't die. Yeah, right.
No, it
sank.
It was sad. Still, it was sad, but it was very, very enjoyable. Interesting about Titanic, did you direct that?
I did.
We already talked a little bit about Richard's credentials and, you know, the things he's done. And I think it's important to say that this doesn't just happen by you sitting in South Kingstown and saying, oh, let's put on a show.
Yeah, or let's have someone bring us a show.
Right. You have to go to New York. You have to audition people. You have to get the costume. You have to get the whatever else goes with it. And that's a lot of things, right?
Right. It's all handmade, you know, for the Courthouse Productions. And the thing that that we've been hoping is that we would like to get more local talent. We had a lot of local, fantastic local talent in Avenue Q. But since then, we've had to cast out of New York because people just are not coming to the auditions. We want people to know this is a professional theater. We pay, and that we know that we need to be excellent all the time. And the idea of a theater at the Courthouse was to work with people from Rhode Island. There are some extraordinary talents here. And we don't want to have to keep going to New York, but we will always supplement from New York what we cannot get locally.
Right. The idea is put on the best production possible.
Yes.
So if someone from Rhode Island happens to be
the best person
available, then you're going to use that person. But if they're not the best person available, you're going to get them from South Carolina or wherever.
I can't imagine a better cast than the cast we had for Avenue Q.
Correct. I agree with that.
Yeah, and with the exception of Gary Coleman and I can't remember the Asian woman's name. What's the character's name? Oh, my Lord, I'm old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but with the exception of Gary Coleman and her, they were all local talents, and they were fantastic. They were puppeteers to boot.
Right, and it wasn't an easy thing to do. There was a lot of work in that. There was a lot of sweat going on there.
There was, and that production took some risks on other levels as well.
Right, and there was a lot of sweat going on, and that was in February.
There was actually a lot of sweat flying on that stage. Oh,
right,
yes,
right.
There was.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to keep repeating the same thing, but I guess it's indicative of what we hope to expect from a place like Courthouse Center for the Arts. That's your hope.
On a year-round basis is what we hope. That is what we want to do.
Now, we already talked about Christine Ullman coming on September 6th.
Beehive Queen.
The Beehive Queen. And then after that, in October, the very first week in October, you have Haunted Courthouse. Tell us about that.
We do?
You do.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll tell you quickly, when I first started consulting at the courthouse was empty. That was last summer, 2011. And I sat there one night around 9:30 in this courthouse, which is a Victorian pile, a beautiful Victorian pile, but nonetheless a Victorian pile. And it was so scary. There was things creaking, and there were shadows, and the trees brushing up against I'm exaggerating about the trees brushing up against the building because there are no trees. But I felt like there were trees. Anyway, the point is, it was spooky, and I got up, and I got out of there. Yeah, so we were thinking, exactly. And in the basement, there is a jail cell where they used to hold the prisoners.
Uh-huh.
And there are all these dark crevices and corners. So we decided that we should haunt the courthouse for October. So we're going to have a New York designer is coming to help us design the courthouse. And we will take, I think we're going to take 10 people through every 9 minutes, we hope. And it will be a psychological and physical, but mostly psychological scare, thrill, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be themed to Dracula and vampires. upstairs.
Aha.
You know why?
Well, there's a little segue coming.
There's a little segue coming. That little segue is that upstairs in the theater, beginning at the first week of October, we will be presenting Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Wow.
Unabridged. I don't mean it's long. I mean it goes there. It is scary. It's sexy. It has blood. And yes, Dracula is put away at the end. But there's a twist. Go back to the Bram Stoker. You forget how Dracula was originally killed. And I can't give it away.
No, don't give it away. No, we want to know if they hit the iceberg.
It wasn't garlic and it wasn't steaks through the heart.
Right, there we go. Well, we'll find out. So Dracula coming in October, right after the Haunted...
Now, during the Haunted Courthouse, people will be able to come through the Haunted Courthouse and then go see the show.
But if you want to do both, you can just see the Haunted Courthouse for the very beginning of October and then come back like the next week and do it again and see Dracula.
Right. Or you can see it both in the same night, or you can see just the Haunted House, or you can see
just Dracula. There you go. So all kinds of choices. That's Courthouse Center for the Arts. We want to give you the phone number and the address one more time so that you can take advantage of these things coming up. And that's going to be at 401-782-1018 for the phone number, okay? 401-782-1018. And the website?
Do we have to say www anymore?
You don't
anymore?
Have to do that.
Then courthousearts.org.
Courthousearts.org. Okay, there you go. And that'll give you all the information on it. Richard, thanks for coming in today. We had an unusual show. We did a lot of talking, but we want people to know about the need to support the courthouse. We want to get the message out there, and if you want to make a donation, you can mail to the address that Richard gave you, or call him up and find out how to do it. It's really a very worthwhile facility. We want to keep it going. We want to keep it going strong. We want it to make it more exciting and have more great shows. And,
and remember, come see Saturday Night Live's Christine Ullman, the Beehive Queen, on September 6th.
Get your tickets now because there's not going to be many left, and it's only in a couple weeks away. So it's going to be September 6th before you know it. It's right around the corner.
Yep.
So thanks for coming in, Richard.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you back soon, and maybe we'll have some haunted music for you next
Ooh,
time.
Ooh, right, so bloody Dracula music.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Transylvania.
All right, we're going to go out listening to some music from Nonsense, which was a great production starring Marilyn Farina that was here just a few months back in May and June. And she was, again, great. And it was great to have a big Broadway star right here in our backyard. So we hope to do more of that. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Sister Nonsense may be habit-forming, but let's draw the line.
Cut the cheap shots, why be common?
We can be divine.
Everybody's here, so let's tell them who we are.
This is Sister Robert Ann, she sings and drives the car. Sister Mary Amnesia doesn't know her real name.
A crucifix fell on her head, her memory's gone, what a shame.
Sister Hubert is our novice.
As a novice, she's brand new.
And
began with Mass each day. It was said in Latin then, that's how I learned to pray. The nuns appeared in black and white, and so did every rule. Things were either wrong or right at St. Clair's Catholic School. Hosanna in excelsis,
in excelsis.
But then the rules began to change and many lost their way. What was always black and white was turning shades of gray.
In a convent, a reverend mother, something like a queen. Nothing could be further from the truth here. Shall we show them what I mean?
Whatever you say, Your Highness.
You hit it.
We're just a couple of sisters, plain as we can be. Just a couple of sisters who've discovered harmony.
Oh, sure, I could go solo.
Going solo can be fun.
But when two solos get together, they harmonize as one.
None. We're just a couple of sisters out here having fun.
The mistress of the novices.
And Reverend Number One.
It's true, I am charge here, but I know I'm not alone. As long as Sister Hubert adds her harmonizing tone.
I train all the novices and do it on my own, 'cause I know Reverend Mother's near a stepping stone.
A stepping stone? A stepping stone to what, Hubert?
Oh, it was just a rhyme, Cardelia. The only other word I could think of was overgrown.
Ooh.
And I know how sensitive you are about your weight.
Ooh.
No, I just meant that you were solid, like a rock.
Oh, you mean like the Rock of Gibraltar.
No, I mean like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm.
Put us both together, and we've got it all.
The melody.
The harmony. St. Peter and St. Paul.
Dick and Harry is a Mary in this troupe. Sister Mary Thomas.
Sister Mary Richard.
Sister Mary Harold.
Sister Mary Noel.
Sister Mary Martin.
Sister Mary Pickford.
Sister Mary Sunshine.
Hey, we're on a roll.
Sister Mary Hartman.
Sister Mary Astor.
Sister Mary Widow. Sister, that's a wrap.
Sister Mary Poppins.
Sister, Merry Christmas. Sister, that's enough of this Mary crap.
Just a couple of sisters in what you call rare form, who've come to entertain you
by singing up a storm.
Sister!
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Robert's Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.